Hi, I'm Renee Freitas Donahue with the Talking Information Center's Dirty Laundry, the February 16th, 2026 edition of the National Enquirer. Bitter Angie ditching America. Restless Angelina Jolie is plotting to ditch the USA for greener pastures abroad after years of being branded as the bad guy in her breakup from Brad Pitt. And insiders say she's spitefully inviting their youngest kids to tag along. Angie wants to take twins Vivian and Knox with her and away from their dad, a source spills. They're the last to live at home and have shown they're very devoted to their mother. It's not likely to be a hard sell. After a costly 8-year battle, the mom of six reached a divorce settlement with Brad, 62, in 2024 that forced her to remain in Los Angeles with her brood. But Knox and Vivian turn 18 in July, freeing them and Angelina, 50, to relocate anywhere. Insiders believe the Maleficent star, who recently sold her longtime Manhattan apartment and is asking $24.5 million for her L.A. mansion, is eyeing a move to France, Africa, or Cambodia, where she owns a home and a wildlife preserve. Sources say that older children Maddox, 24, Pax, 22, Zahara, 21, and Shiloh, 19, support their mother and siblings resettling overseas. Angie's won the battle with the kids, and having the youngest follow her out the door would be heartbreaking for Brad, a source says. But one Hollywood insider says many in Tinseltown will be glad to see her go. She hasn't had a hit in years, the tart-tongued insider tells the National Enquirer. She has no choice but to reinvent herself as a full-time humanitarian. Plus, adds the insider, a lot of people still see her as a homewrecker who broke up Brad's storybook marriage to Jennifer Aniston, only to dump him more than a decade later. Jen, 56, has spent years trying to heal from the embarrassment of Brad hooking up with co-star Angie on the set of their 2005 film, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Jen has hated sharing the same town with Angelina. There's always been a chance of bumping into her at events, a second source tells the Inquirer. Angie's fire sale comes as the financially strapped salt star was ordered to turn over a trove of secret texts and emails in her still-pending lawsuit with Brad over her 2021 decision to sell her share of their $500 million French estate, Chateau Miraval, behind his back. She never blended in well in Hollywood, the source says. People won't shed tears when she finally makes good on her promise to leave. Manson back on the hot seat. Shock rocker Marilyn Manson is back in the hot seat after a previously dismissed sexual assault case has gotten the go-ahead in California. Thanks to a new state law, Ashley Walters, who worked as the musician's assistant from 2010 to 2011, can move forward with a civil suit that accuses her former employer of sexual harassment, abuse, sexual battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and wrongful termination. Manson, real name Brian Warner, vehemently denies the sickening charges. Initially filed in 2021, Walter's case was thrown out a year later due to too few facts. Her legal team appealed only to have a judge 86 the bid again, citing how much time had passed since the alleged events occurred. But Assembly Bill 250, which took effect mere weeks ago, extends the eligibility period for revival of claims that otherwise would have been barred by the statute of limitations. Walters was quick to act, and now a case management conference is set for March 27th. If the petition isn't dismissed another time, or a settlement isn't reached, a trial will follow. Manson's lawyer believes the lawsuit won't survive the next steps. Walter's allegations, as well as similar ones from ex-fiancé Evan Rachel Wood and others, which he's also denied, have already had life-altering effects on the Raise the Red Flag singer. He got dropped by his talent agency, management, and record label in 2021. Additionally, the sometime actor, 57, was removed from episodes of TV shows like American Gods and Creepshow. What's more, the Los Angeles District Attorney dedicated 4 years to investigating the recording artist before ultimately deciding in 2025 not to pursue sexual assault charges. Attorneys for his former assistant say it's finally time for Manson to take legal accountability for his alleged actions. Walters has never given up fighting for justice, says lawyer Bina Ahmad. She has had to overcome a lot of obstacles, as do many survivors. Wicked Funk. Songbird Ariana Grande was left speechless over her 2026 Academy Awards snub, say sources close to The Voice alum. And now loved ones can't even drag the devastated pop star out of bed. She is spiraling into a terrible funk, an insider warns the National Enquirer. Ariana feels like the rug has been pulled out from under her. After receiving an Oscar nomination for Wicked, sources say the singer, 32, assumed her performance in the sequel Wicked for Good would receive the same type of applause. The insider says Ariana's hopes were also high because she'd gotten nominated for the follow-up film at this year's Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards. She poured everything into the role, notes the insider. To get no recognition for it has totally knocked her sideways. But Ariana, who's previously sparked concern with her startlingly emaciated appearance, isn't the only cast member to be slighted by the Academy. While the first Wicked received 10 nominations, For Good failed to score a single nod ahead of the splashy March 15th award show. Though another source insists she isn't spiraling following the snub, the first insider adds, Ariana didn't see this coming at all. Fellow musicians like Charlie Puth and Charlie XCX have expressed shock over Ariana's exclusion too. I just never thought I'd be seen that way by the industry that I love, Ariana has said of her previous nod. I give my life to art every minute of every day, so to feel embraced back is so extraordinary. Now that same acting community has seemingly turned its back on her, with one anonymous Oscar voter blaming the diss on Ariana's overly touchy promotional appearances with co-star Cynthia Erivo. They creeped out a lot of people, claimed the awards insider. Ariana's co-star turned boyfriend, Ethan Slater, has been left to pick up the pieces. Ari is very fragile right now, says the insider. She's the type to internalize setbacks, so Ethan is trying to keep her distracted and upbeat. The 33-year-old actor's exhaustive efforts aren't working. She's pretty much been hibernating in bed, wallowing in her feelings since the nominations were revealed on January 22nd, says the insider. Nothing Ethan says or does seems to be helping. One pain at a time. Lonesome Valerie Bertinelli has been reliving her life's lowest points as worried pals fear she is on the edge of a breakdown, the National Enquirer can reveal. The sitcom Sweetheart, famed as bouncy Barbara Cooper in the 70s series One Day at a Time before becoming a food show host, has endured endless heartbreak in recent years. As readers know, Valerie's stormy 10-year marriage to financial planner Tom Vitale ended in a nasty divorce in 2022. Just 2 years earlier, she was at the bedside of her first husband, rock god Eddie Van Halen, when he passed after a battle with cancer. Sources revealed at the time that Valerie was still hung up on Eddie, dad of her only child, son Wolfgang, even though they had divorced in 2007 after 25 years of marriage. Since ending her marriage to Tom, insiders say 65-year-old Valerie has been in a major funk, and she has apparently lost faith in romance while pushing away concerned friends. Last month, Valerie, who's also struggled with body issues and weight gain over the years, stoked more concern when she recalled a traumatic incident that occurred around 20 years ago when she was the face of a diet company. In an emotional confession on Drew Barrymore's TV talk show, she revealed how the firm fired her as its ambassador because she had put on weight. An insider tells The Inquirer, "It's incredibly sad for folks in Valerie's life to see that she slipped into this funk and is still so haunted by her past. She's a phenomenal person who has so much to give in terms of her charisma and bubbly personality. When she's on form, she lights up a room. But all too often recently, there's been a heavy sense of sadness when you talk to Valerie. She seems totally done with relationships. The divorce took a heavy toll, and when she does date, nobody comes close to replicating the magic she shared with Eddie. For all of his faults and their many ups and downs, they were definitely soulmates, and she misses him every single day." You get the sense that Valerie's life hasn't turned out like she expected, and that's so sad for her friends to witness. There are genuine fears that unless she can find a way to snap out of this funk, she could be the one to step away. She could be one step away from a full-blown breakdown. Beckham battle tears Tinseltown apart. Bomb thrower Brooklyn Beckham lit the fuse that blew his family feud wide open, and the National Enquirer can reveal Hollywood is now being forced to take sides. In an explosive Instagram stories post on January 19th, Brooklyn accused his parents, David and Victoria Beckham, of trying to bribe him into signing away the rights to his own name. The 26-year-old also claimed his mom danced inappropriately with him at his wedding to Nicola Peltz and made it crystal clear he has no interest in reconciling with his family. Now sources snitch famous faces on both sides of the pond are lining up behind Team Bex or Team Brooklyn. "This is the messiest family feud since the Royals," says a Tinseltown spy. "Victoria and David are very well loved, so there's a lot of support for them, not just in the UK, but America as well. That doesn't mean no one is sympathetic to Brooklyn. There are certainly people who feel he is telling the truth." Days after Brooklyn's online attack, Victoria's former Spice Girl bandmates Emma Bunton, Jerry Halliwell, and Melanie Chisholm gathered around her for a photo op at Emma's 50th birthday bash. They wanted to do a show of solidarity with Victoria rather than making a statement because Victoria does not want to feed into this, but they all have her back, insists the source. Not all of the Beckham celeb pals and admirers have been as subdued. Jenna Bush Hager and Chenille Jones defended David and Victoria on Today with Jenna and Chenille while slamming Brooklyn for airing grievances online. On Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen declared, "I stand with Posh," while Bethany Frankel blasted Brooklyn for taking private family issues public. Celeb hairstylist Justin Anderson, who claims to have worked with Nicola, says her presence brought toxic energy into the family. Brooklyn's supporters include Lily Allen, who shared her West End Girl album artwork reworked with Brooklyn's face, and Rebecca Luz, David's former assistant, who claimed to have had an affair with him. Talia Storm, who dated Brooklyn when they were 16, said she is 100% Team Brooklyn and claims she always felt Victoria didn't like her during their romance. "No doubt more people are going to speak out," warns the insider. This is just getting started, and the general feeling is that it's only going to get uglier. Spacey's suicide solution. Scandal-scarred Kevin Spacey nearly killed himself after he was fired from the hit series House of Cards over allegations of sexually deviant behavior, the National Enquirer can exclusively reveal. The bombshell revelation is laid bare in a 6-page legal declaration the Oscar winner submitted as part of a lawsuit filed by the show's production company, Media Rights Capital, MRC, against an insurance firm. In the suit, MRC seeks an $80 million payout following Spacey's dramatic downfall, which led to the end of the wildly popular political series. If I had gone back to work, I would have been unable to perform as a result of my sickness and illness, the American Beauty star writes in the December 2023 document. I continued to have suicidal thoughts and even went so far as determining how I was going to commit suicide. Spacey, 66, also admits he changed his mind about killing himself after spending 45 days at a rehab facility for sex addicts, where he learned how extensively my life and career had been upended. The actor added that he needed the treatment to avoid falling prey to the illness and sickness that forced me to seek treatment. His Hollywood career imploded in late 2017 when actor Anthony Rapp alleged Spacey had made a sexual advance against him in the 1980s when Spacey was 26 and Rapp was 14. Several other men came out with their own stories of alleged assault by Spacey, resulting in Netflix firing him from his starring role as villainous Frank Underwood in House of Cards. The production company's lawsuit has gone to trial, and their $80 million payout depends on Spacey, who made a settlement with MRC that requires him to help the company in court by testifying he was unfit to work. Spacey is scheduled to be grilled for up to 6 hours on the stand, and sources say he'll need all the coping skills he's learned in rehab and therapy to live up to that settlement. The blockbuster trial is also expected to include testimony from his rehab doctors, 2 psychiatrists retained by MRC, and a private detective also hired by MRC, who concluded the pervert molested several House of Cards crew members. Mr. Spacey sexually touched several young men associated with the show, according to a 2018 report by the PI firm obtained by The Enquirer. We believe that Mr. Spacey manually masturbated and otherwise engaged in activities alleged by, redacted. With respects to all of these physical incidents, the individuals to whom activities were directed did not welcome the activities. The MRC hired shrinks also allege the Baby Driver star suffers from sexually compulsive behavior and narcissistic personality disorder, and declared Spacey a danger to others even after rehab, according to court documents. Mr. Spacey continued to deny his illness, denied his conduct as reported by the crew, and dismissed his actions by characterizing his acts as a mere flirtation, showing that he was not in recovery, according to a June 2019 sworn proof-of-loss statement submitted by MRC CEO Scott Tenley. Denial is one of the symptoms of his illnesses and shows the need for treatment, the statement says. Danger to others is also a characteristic of this illness, and Mr. Spacey's profession and work environment require close interaction with and close proximity to vulnerable subordinates, the memo states. In an exclusive interview, Spacey's brother Randy Fowler tells The Enquirer the Usual Suspect star will most likely try to dodge questions related to his man-hungry behavior during the trial. "The only thing he could do is lie," says Fowler. He broke the moral clause in his contract straight up. There are too many allegations against him just in the House of Cards for him to do nothing but lie. All he's going to say is, "Oh, I didn't do anything wrong. It was just all playful." Garth's comeback fears. Garth Brooks is about to hit the road for his first tour in almost 4 years, and an insider says his stress levels are at an 11 as he's still plagued with worry about the rape accusations that have tarnished his public image and tormented him in private, an insider says. It's been years since he toured, so of course there's a lot of anxiety. And then on top of that, he's afraid the audience could have been driven away by all of the noise in his personal life, even though he keeps being told the support is still there, says the insider. As readers know, the country music star, 64, was accused of rape and sexual assault in a lawsuit filed by a woman who worked as his makeup artist. She claimed he repeatedly harassed her and then raped her in 2019. The Ask Me How I Know singer has denied the allegations and sued his accuser, claiming she is trying to extort him and defame his character. Garth is confident his case will be resolved in his favor eventually, but the fact it keeps dragging on makes it hard to fully relax, says the insider. According to our sources, he's also nervous as hell about not having longtime wife Trisha Yearwood, 61, by his side while he's on tour. Leaving her behind is really tough for him because she's his anchor, says the insider. Ideally, he'd love her to be on the road with him as much as possible. He's saying that may be the only way he can get through this because he's really struggling. And with the rape case hanging over his head, he's been panicking about how he'll get his mojo back once he's up on stage. People assume that because he's been doing this for so long, he doesn't get nervous before he has to perform, but that is simply not true, spills the source. The pressure is huge, and like 99% of all artists, he still gets his share of the jitters before going on stage. And the longer the break in between, and this has been a long one, the worse it usually gets. Welk family war. Disgusted dad Lawrence Welk Jr., son of the late legendary TV band leader Lawrence Welk, is at war with his son and nephew. The Welk Group owns record companies, resorts, a film studio, and also syndicates reruns of the Lawrence Welk Show, which ran from 1951 to 1982. In a legal complaint filed in L.A. on January 21st, Lawrence Jr., 85, claims that since he took over the company in 1980, he has expanded the business significantly, signing artists including Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, John Fogerty, and Merle Haggard to its record label, as well as orchestrating the $430 million sale of Welk Resorts in 2021. In the process, he says he made his son, Kevin Welk, and nephew, John Fredericks, undeservingly filthy rich. But now he accuses his estranged son and nephew, who he says are con artists and pathological liars, of conspiring to line their own pockets using the company's assets to the detriment of the company's shareholders. He alleges that Kevin lives a high-flying and lavish lifestyle and used the funds to pay for country club memberships, travel, and even a $231,000 Aston Martin. When he called for an audit of his son's spending at a 2022 board meeting, Lawrence Jr. alleges Kevin, Fredericks, and another nephew, David Mack, who had become the company's CFO, refused to second his motion. The complaint alleges they improperly and illegally manipulated the board of directors to exert undue power and control over Lawrence Jr., under the pretext that no one over 74 should be the chairman and CEO. Lawrence Jr., who still retains 28.5% of company stock, is seeking $30 million in damages, according to his attorney. In a statement to the National Enquirer, Victoria Dana, counsel to the Welk Group, contended, "Kevin Welk and John Fredericks have always operated with complete financial integrity and are supported by every shareholder, 19 of 21, with the exception of Larry Welk and his spouse. It is despicable that Larry Welk would disparage their names and the legacy of this highly respected company by filing baseless claims with zero merit." Welk Group sued Lawrence Jr. back, alleging misuse of company funds. Kylie keeping Tim from Caitlyn. Kylie Jenner is keeping her superstar beau, Golden Globe winner Timothée Chalamet, far away from her parent, Caitlyn Jenner, insiders say. Timmy and Caitlyn have met briefly, but Kylie is very protective of Timmy, a source says. She's worried about Caitlyn's MAGA politics and her habit of oversharing private details in the press. This has nothing to do with Caitlyn being transgender. The Marty Supreme star, 30, is very involved in progressive causes. Kylie respects that and wants to make sure their worlds mesh slowly, the tipster says. So far, Caitlyn, 76, has given Kylie, 28, nothing to worry about. The former Olympian has called Chalamet a great kid and a phenomenal actor, and added, "I just want my daughter to be happy, and she is." This has been Renee Freitas-Donahue with Dirty Laundry. We'll see you next week.